Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history. Today in Bajan History, 11th January 1652. Treaty of Oystens. On this day, 11th January 1652, the Treaty of Oystens, also known as the Charter of Barbados, was signed. The signing of the treaty at the Mermaid's Tavern in Oystens marked the end of the resistance by royalists in Barbados, led by the governor, Lord Willoughby, to the parliamentary forces, led by Sir George Ayscue, during the English Civil War. Ayscue's forces had been sent to Barbados to subdue the rebellious colony by the parliamentary leader, Oliver Cromwell. After repelling an attack on Spikestung in December, Willoughby was finally forced to agree to terms with the invaders because of the effects of the blockade by Ayscue's ships on the island's trade and due to the desertion of some members of his militia. The terms of the Treaty of Oystens were quite favorable to Barbados. Barbados was required to recognize the authority of the English Parliament and accept the installation of a new governor, Daniel Searle. In return, Barbados was given the right to continue its tripartite political system in which power was shared by the governor, the Legislative Council, and the House of Assembly, as well as the right to free trade, and any properties confiscated from royalists was returned. Other clauses in the treaty recognized the right to freedom of religion in the island and made it illegal for the governor to levy taxes on the people of the island without the consent of the legislature. In effect, the treaty recognized the political autonomy of the island. As historian Professor Hilary Beckles puts it, quote, "It represented for the planter class imperial constitutional recognition of their right to rule themselves," unquote. It has been suggested that the terms of the Charter of Barbados helped inspire some of the clauses in the Declaration of Independence of the United States of America in 1776, including the idea of, quote, "no taxation without representation," unquote. At the time that it was signed, on this day in 1652, the Treaty of Oystens was little more than a peace agreement between two rival factions, in which the white elite fighting for the control of the island. Yet, because of the terms of the agreement, it can be seen in retrospect as one of the first constitutional steps on the long road that would eventually lead to a free and independent Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.